Tin Samavov, Sif Tesvov. Emes Samavorech. So now we're going to be making a bracha on the making a Ruvi Chatzeres. So when is the proper time to make the bracha? B'shosh Makabetz Oisoy Mibnei Hachotzer B'shosh Mezaka Lehem. You do it when you, while you're in the process of gathering the bread from the members of the chatzar, or at the time when you're mezaka to them through this individual who's praying for everybody else. We'll see in the Mishabura what exactly that means, because it's still not 100% clear what that means. Okay, it means before you start, it means in the middle, it means when you're finished. You know, not very clear. And you say, B'hadenei Ruvan, this is the process of making the Erev. After you say the bracha, amitzvas Erev, you also say that now the formula, quote, B'hadenei Ruvan, this Erev, Yehishar Alon, should be permitted for us, lafuke, allow you to take out and to bring in, lafuke is hutzah, luyel yasach nosa, to bring out from min habatim lechotzer, min hechotzer labatim. From the houses to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the houses. When we buy the bayis, from one house to another house, to any one of the houses which are in the chatzar. This is all talking about, there was no mavui involved, just a chatzar, Ruvi Chatzeres. Mr. Burr will go through the language if you're also doing a shetufei mavuos at the same time. They did not make a bracha. Okay, and a bracha makeves and term letal. So the lack of the bracha is not determinative in the validity of the erev. Okay.
Does anyone explain why the lashonis of eruvim is an Aramaic and it's similar to the mevatel chametz and erev Pesach is also in Aramaic versus Hebrew?
The simple reason was they wanted people to understand it.
So nowadays, should it be in the language that people speak?
Or? If a person doesn't understand Aramaic, you shouldn't say it in Aramaic. You should say it in a different language. Just a lot of times, you know, the people Ruvi Chatzeres for sure is being done by the Rav. So hopefully the Rav understands Aramaic. We'll get there. It takes a little time to get there. It's the end of the K. It says a person has to know what it means. If you don't know what it means, you should say it in the language you understand. Hence, you have all of these people making it to read the Aramaic formula, then they read it again in English, you know, or something like that.
The ironic thing is that probably more people would understand it if it was in Hebrew nowadays than
that's
Aramaic.
True too. Okay, so cut and pay. So when do you do it? You say b'shah. So b'nei shekol mitzvah b'varach alein over l'asiyasin. You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Okay. Now the fima shekosav v'ramol le'el b'sevav the minig l'kabitz kemach mi'bote ha'ir. The minig was not to gather bread, small loaves, but rather to gather flour, and then they would make one loaf from all the flour. And the work b'shas kibbutz, you shouldn't make a bracha when you're gathering the flour. Tavi over the over because manchlo nefa hapas. So there's a locha of we make a bracha over lasiyoso. Over meaning before. The word over means is used to mean before. The more brings some more psachim we just had that's dish in the morning. Send off Zion. The word says it's a locha. You make a bracha over lasiyoso. And the word over means before. And the more it goes, proves that the word over means before. But Chazal said, but the halacha is not over, before the before. So he goes and gathers flour from everybody. He bakes a loaf, and then he makes the loaf into the. So you make a bracha while you're gathering the flour. Then you have to go make it into a dough, and then make it. That's too early. Shemakabetz, Oyosoyim of Ne'achos. Now. You want to make a bracha when you start gathering. So the first house you come to, say, okay, so you started the process of making the Ruvi Chatzeres, getting these loaves of bread from people. I mean, they would, you know, we were talking about Zman when the din of the Gemara was each person would donate a small loaf of bread, a small roll or matzah, whatever it was. Each person would give an item. So the process of making a bracha is gathering all these items. So when you start gathering, you make a bracha. Don't wait till I gather all of them, then I make a bracha. Those kar nigmar hamitzvah. That's it. I have a bracha zeris. I have everybody's bread. So at that point in time, it's too late. So you have to do it as you're starting the process. Now, that's both a basis of and a bach. Now, there is a problem. The famous Chuvas HaRashba. Rashba says, why don't we make a bracha when we give tzedakah? So Rashba says, because maybe the person won't accept it from us. You make the bracha before you give it. And then the guy says, you know, it's not what I want. So now what do you do? It's bracha batala. So anytime you do a bracha, which is tala b'das acherim, you don't make a bracha, because we're not masak on a bracha. So over here, I'm about to knock on the first guy's door, get some bread. Say, baruch atah Hashem, l'kenem el cholam, shem, zavet, zavet, zivon, al mitzvah zeir. Knock on the door, says, I'm not just there this week. Not what I do. So it's a little bit shvir. You know, according to that Rashba, it's a little bit difficult to understand when you make a bracha. Now, comes on the Chorinim, which has been the Magen Avraham and the Taz. He's given the Yuchel of Achachil of work after Shekar Nigmar Kibbutz. Even the Achachil, you can wait till after it's all been gathered, and you can make the bracha then. Why? Batam. Mishum the Sirilu who they hold, the Shachash and his Kabbates, Sirach Achachil of Zakhus the Chobin Ehuir. Okay, I gather from all the people in the Chotzer, and now I need to. So I have X amount of loaves from all the people in the Chotzer. I still the Achachil should go be Mazaka to them. So each one holds every each part of everything. K'moshek sal el basif cut memhei. Mikriya dain or belasi yosin because we're kind of a zikri. So now I haven't done the zikri yet. So I'm going to get okay. Beryl, pick it up here for everybody. So before Beryl does it, I say okay. Baruch atah Hashem l'kenem el cholam shem tzavet tzivonu al mitzvah zeirub, and Beryl picks it up for everybody. K'moshek b'yevad afilu kvar zika gam ken yuchel baruch. Not only that, take it a step further. The Magen Avraham says. You already have been trying to. Everybody owns it already. So no, it's done, right? It's done. The Erev is done. So what are you making bracha for? You can still make a bracha. Dikir kenias Erev kal be'ez kenisas haShabbos. Mikri b'chol gav the Erev l'asiyosim. Till Shabbos starts, it hasn't been effective. So I'm still making the bracha before it's effective. Ubeprat and specifically im lo hineh hunach Erev adayin b'makamai. So when after bracha, the part of the process of making air is putting it away in a safe place. So I haven't put it down in a safe place yet. So it's still before. It's still v'adi shach l'vorech. So you haven't put it down in its place. So it's not okay. Now. That's a case where you're gathering it. What about a case where you're taking yours and being mezakeh it to everybody in the city, in the chotzer or in the city? So you should make a bracha b'shal shem mezakeh lem pirish shemar mishaloy benes and lecher. He's using his and using his own personal item, giving to other people. And he tells the fellow, I'm going to make a bracha, you pick it up and you cut it for everybody. So that's our Rav Elisi also. I'm making the bracha, I'm doing the Erev. I'm doing it by giving it to you, to you, to be a cutter for everybody. Says, it could be there's an argument, it's better to possibly to make a bracha after the zikri, not before the zikri.
Why?
Why? He says that... What? Okay.
It would seem to be saying it's better to make the bracha before the zikri.
Who says? The language does sound like that, but see, but he says for sure you could be yotzev, Then he says, "I feel like Chachil Yesh Lion." The real is maybe even Chachil. It's better to say it afterwards. I feel like Chachil Yesh Lion. Do like we go so all different Levarach Achar Zika. Maybe it's better to do it, make the bracha afterwards. He says, "Why? Because in a case where I'm gathering it, so the process is a long process. There's 15 houses in this chatzar, 15 people giving in, but you know, but that's all the process has started." The same with the problem over the over. Right now I have a batamata which is mine. So there's no, it doesn't have a shame Arab on it, but cloud. So I'm making a bracha. Oh, this is Arab. What Arab? No Arab here.
Right.
I'm starting the process afterwards by giving it to the person to be zaycha. So maybe at cloud, it's not, so you might say Arab has started it at all. It doesn't have a shame Arab. It didn't leave, it's his totally. It's like sitting in my pocket. The shame Arab is only Ayin Ezekui, so it's like over the over, because you're lacking the whole the Maisa of Zikui is like a total game changer. So imagine I would say, okay, I'm going to make a bracha on talus. I don't own a talus, so you don't make a bracha if you don't own a talus. If you borrow a talus, unless the person is mezaket to you. So I'm going to make a bracha, then pick it up and be kainet, and then put it on. No, pick up and be kainet, and then you'll have a talus. It's missing the whole process. It's not your. You don't have what to make a mitzvah with yet.
Right.
So a box of matzah, which doesn't belong to the community, you don't have what to make a mitzvah with yet. So it's missing the whole process of making it somebody else's. So therefore, he says, I could argue it's even better to make the bracha afterwards. And since I told you that even afterwards, until Shabbos, b'di'evah, that works. That for sure works. Beforehand, I'm not sure if it does work. Therefore, it might be better to even do it afterwards. I think that is the minhag olam by some people, they do it afterwards.
After the
zikah. After the
zikah. It makes it sound like there's two different people. One the zikah, the other is making the bracha, at least that's how.
That's
it.
Correct. Why, I own the matzah.
Why can't... But it's, let's say if it's really being accumulated from a whole bunch of people,
yeah,
why
that,
can't...
They only one person. Mikra then.
What?
If I'm gathering for each person, I don't need to have a separate person for Zikui.
Oh.
But the problem is, if it's my matzah,
so why can't I make it? If it's my matzah, why can't I make the bracha?
I make a bracha.
And then I tell someone else.
But it's only valid Erev if everybody owns part of the matzah.
Okay.
I can't make my matzah yours. You need a kenyan. So I take my matzah.
So you need someone to make the kenyan.
So that other person has to do the kenyan for everybody else.
Oh, make he's making it for that. It can't be you because you're the one who gave it.
Okay. Yeah?
Theoretically, if it was my matzah, it was my batsa matzahs, and then I say that it's hefker, then I could do the whole thing then. I could
take
the bracha and pick it up
and... I could be mafker it. Well, yes, theoretically yes, but it's somewhat convoluted because we pass on the ikur, then hefker...
Has to be owned by somebody, you mean? No. Originally. So if you hefker, then nobody owns it. So then how could that be an error from everybody? It's hefker, nobody owns it.
Maybe. Well, I could be cutting it for everybody in the chatzila. That would work. The problem is the chatzila hefker has to be done in front of three people.
Oh, really? I can't say I raised a hefker. The only place you have a best in for that. So the only place where
you're used to saying hefker because we say hefker by bittul chometz. So the
well, that's different.
The Ron has a kasher.
It's a melodian. It's from hefker, but it's not
right.
Pure hefker.
Right. So the Ron points that out. But that's not regular, but the regular hefker. Part of the process of being mafker is something truly mafker is making it accessible to people. So Chazal Taish, you don't need a bezdin, you need three people. That makes it known.
Mm-hmm.
So I've truly been mafker when I say, I go in the stealth of the night when nobody's looking and I say, okay, it's hefker. Oh, and I'll cut it again.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't really hefker in a real sense. I didn't really give it away to the availability to the community.
Right.
So Chazal said the correct way of doing it is I get three people there and say, okay, everybody said this is after. And then now it's all free. It's there. Just as much chance as I have of getting it back. That's called giving after it.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly giving it away. So once you have three people there, you might as well. You know, I mean, like, well, it's not a kavaluta that I should be mafker and return it back, let one of them, maybe just give a shaita to one of them. Now, could be that's a drabana. Could be the rice, hefker doesn't need to be. That's a machlag as a shaita, whether hefker needs to be. It needs somebody else there, but me the rice. Pei gimel. The case of here, he said in the formula, he said for all the houses in the chotzer, he didn't mention the movim. And we weren't discussing making a shetufit mavuos. We're just discussing. We're talking about making eruv chatzeris. Each chotzer is only making a eruv chatzeris to address its issues of caring in its own chotzer. In a place where they've done the process of the, making the valid mechitza corrections and the mavuos, which allow you to carry in the mavui also. The meaning was they would make it all at one time. Therefore, we have to mention in the formula that the mavui is also going to be mutter. This would be the nusach. But then in Ruba with this Erev, so the language of Ruba remains the same. Heishar lon would be permitted for us, lafuke uluyele to take out and to bring in, minabatim lachotzer, and mechotzer labatim. From the house to the chotzer, and the chotzer to the houses, umibayis labayis, and one house to the other, umichotzer lachotzer from one chotzer to the other. Because remember, there's now shetuvim avuos, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the next. Let me correct that. Theoretically, if one chotzer to the next is permitted, an item which started out on Shabbos in a chotzer may go to the next chotzer. It's not a problem. An item which started out on Shabbos in a bayis, it goes out to the chotzer, can't go to the next chotzer unless there's some kind of connection between the two chotzers. Umegag legag. You want to carry from one roof to the other roof. Umibatim v'chatzeres the mavi, umimavi the cholabatim v'chatzeres shabir azoy. So, and then we can carry from there into the mavi, from mavi into there. Lono l'choladorim be'ir hazoyis. L'chom ishi toysef bo. For us, whoever lives here, whoever's going to be, who's going to join us. V'ima'ar l'chol shabosu sashana. If you do it one time for the whole year, which is the way we do it. Yisayim, and we finish. So the formula ends off with the words L'chol Shabbos Hashana L'chol Yomim Tovim. So we point out this is for all of the Shabbosim and all of the Yomim Tovim. The minhag is not to mention Yom Kippur explicitly. You know, specifically, it's included in Shabbos or Yom Tov. So
isn't the Yom Kippur the one that you say Yom Tovim before?
So Yom Tov you're allowed to carry because I did not make it specific to kind of making Ruvah Chatzeres for the purpose of Yom Tov because you're allowed to carry, but there are differences between a Yom Tov if there's Ruvah Chatzeres in it. For example, the heter of Tiltul on Yom Tov has to have a tzarech or has to have a valid tzarech. So, let's say, according to the Pesukim, which holds, if I have a key ring, I need one key, I can't take the rest of the ring. So, if I have a Ruvah Chatzeres around the city, so then
I can do whatever I want.
If not. Carrying medicine. Mm-hmm. So, that's a big shayla in halacha, because the din of Echol Nefesh, which is Mutar Yom Tov, has to be Shavu Echol Nefesh. So, is refuah shavu chol nefesh? It's only for people which are sick.
Right.
So that's there's a plain shul where it says that refuah is called shavu chol nefesh because every person needs good health. So I'm in state A and I need things to help my health. And you're in state B, you need more things to help your health. Everybody needs it. So he holds it's called shavu chol nefesh. The other person disagrees and holds it's not. So in case that there's no eruv carrying medication unless it's life threatening. Shabbos almonds that's out of Paskins, the Shabbos almonds that's out of Paskins, you can't carry medicine outside of an Arab area.
Anyamtiv.
Now, there is a discussion, we'll see later on, that even though you need tikkun around the city for Yamtiv, could be you don't need Ruvah Chatzeres. Because we're not masak on the concept of Ruvah Chatzeres joining and becoming one unit for Yom Tov alone. But once you're doing it, we do it for Yom Tov also. Okay, well, a berach or a love. If the person did not make a bracha on when he made the Erev, it's still a valid Erev. He didn't say Hadena Ruba either. It's still Yaitzim. The main thing is they have ownership in the bread. So, see, here this is an important point because if Hedena Ruba is Ma'akev, so we've solved our problem in regards to the issue of when to make the bracha. Gather all the bread and then say make the bracha and say Hedena Ruba because Hedena Ruba is necessary. So the mitzvah is not done until you say Hedena Ruba. Right, we didn't say that before because that's not true.
Right.
The main thing is the kinyan. So,
right.
So that's when the bracha, basically the kinyan becomes more complicated. Right. Let's say you only said part of the language, so that becomes sticky. So let's say the case where there was a shetuvim before, so you only mentioned chateiros, the whole thing is possible. Because once you said something, you only said this and not that, then you're excluding something.
I assume if you forgot to say.
What do you mean?
And you had a mic for the whole year, you'd also have a problem.
Correct, same thing. Okay, let's tackle Shin Samar.
You mean the whole thing's possible if you said it really, and you didn't say Shitufim Baos?
If you need to make a Shitufim Baos, you only said Ruvi Chatzeros. So, you're making one Ruvi Chatzeros for all of the people in the city. So who's it going to work for? For the people who have access to it, that's fine. The people don't have access because they have to go through Mavi to get to it. They have to carry it through Mavi to get to it. They don't. It's not called they have access to it. So it doesn't work for them. So it comes out. But your goal was to make everybody into one big happy family. So everybody gets a portion of this thing. That was your goal, and it didn't work because you weren't mad to them carrying them Mavi because you didn't say them. You didn't mention Mavi, you only mentioned Chatzar. So it becomes challenging. Okay. Ishta Shalona Merevis Loy Shlomidaita. So we're talking about now donating the as a gathering the different households of the Chatzar, each is donating some bread. So they knock on the door, the husband's not home, the wife is to take bread and give it. You know, the husband has not sent any indication that he wants to do that, it works. Furthermore, he's told her, do not dare give them any bread. Knock on the door, she gives them bread, it's valid. Different explanations why that's so, but remember the goal of Ruvah Chatzeres was to facilitate friendship and brotherhood amongst the members of the community. Apparently he's not interested in that, but Chazal said, well, she has some rights over here also, and if she's willing to do that, we'd be really very happy that she should do that and facilitate brotherhood as opposed to have this guy mess up the whole chatzar. Nobody can carry. Probably not a good idea for Shalom in the chatzar. So she's willing to do it.
I guess the Shalom chatzar is the Shalom
bias. It's because
I have a feeling there's going to be a fight coming in pretty soon after she does.
It's not going to be Shalom Bayis issue because Shalom Bayis always making worry about the wife. She's going to beat him up. Right? You know, he says, "You, Ice Dwarf, you want to make a promise for her? Of course, I'm going to do it." He says, "Okay, she won." Okay, Phil and Rogel, the aura of Abraham, and either it's not basic because he gives every week. He doesn't usually give. Still, she can give it without his permission, against his will, etc. Now, v'hani mili, this halacha that she can give without the husband's permission is k'sha'oser aleh. That if he doesn't contribute, nobody can carry. He's going to make everybody else also to carry, so she can contribute and rectify the situation. Good going. How is that? She'ena bayis besuach aloi sechotzer. The house opens up into that chotzer, and that's where the only place where it opens up into. Avim hu pasuach l'shech chotzeres. This house happens to open into different chotzeres, and he normally is ma'ariv into chotzer number one. And that's how he usually walks out through chatzah number one. That's what he uses basically. He doesn't have to be ma'arav chatzah two. Ba'achas ruagolot says beloved tamir. One of them he usually uses. That's what goes in and out. Shar soleyem, he will make though that place where he normally uses for his entrance and exit. He'll make that's his chatzah. He'll make that if he doesn't join that chatzah, he'll make it also. Ba'achas ena ruagolot says beloved. But the second chatzah he doesn't usually go out through. So then, it's only Biragel. That doesn't go through. Therefore, Biragel, the place where he's normally used to go through, Sha'oiser, that he, if he doesn't contribute, he makes everybody else to carry, wherever Shaladadaita. She can go against, without his permission, and join into the Chatz. Phil Enerogelari, even though he doesn't normally contribute. The place where he doesn't go out, he doesn't answer. He normally contributes every week. We assume he wants this week also. So she can do it based on the assumption he wants it. A, he doesn't affect them. And B, he doesn't usually join them anyway. Then in a she cannot do it without his knowledge and agreement. Okay. As long as he has not protested, but we can assume that he wants it. So that, or it's, I just said you can't do shlo l'daitoi. This is called l'daitoi as far as we're concerned. Because had he been asked, him some even once, you know, so long we have no. But if he said I don't want, she can't do it because she's not. They're not being affected anyway. So then she can't do it. Okay. That's talking about contributing. So now let's ratchet it up. So not only is he going to contribute, he's going to give the box of matzahs. And she's giving mezakah to baka matzah to somebody else, and now we're in, right, so she's going to take his and be mezakah to everybody else in the chatz. No, she cannot take his item and be mezakah to everybody else, that they should now get ownership and that should become the ruva chateris, shalom be the yosai without him knowing about it. Okay? So that's talking about the wife's rights over the to do. Now, next thing we'll talk about a case where there's no husband or wife home, but the children are home, or the members of the household are home. And then we'll talk about a case where none of them are there, but the Bnei Chotzer want to go into the house and take something. That's two more layers. Now, there is a Rambam Shita which disagrees with this, and the Meshuchan mentions it later on as a Yesh Arman. Let's maybe see Mr. Perot, what we have right for now, and we'll hold it. So since the woman is equivalent of the man, therefore they allow it even when he's protesting, because otherwise, you know, he can take advantage of the situation and mess everybody in the community over. So I refuse to join, and nobody can carry. That's great. You know, we have somebody who's vindictive. This is a great way to be vindicative, right? So they say, okay, well, she can override. That's a good idea. Whatever, Shloim Mishaloi, she can use his bread to give. His disagreement or non-compliance with making the Erev would make everybody else. So for raw girl, in the place where he normally walks out, the chotzer of the two chotzeres, which he normally walks through, so that if he doesn't contribute, now there's also to carry. The chatzah that he ashes on, so she can make an eruv without his consent. The chatzah he doesn't ask her on, he doesn't normally walk through there. If he normally contributes to that chatzah anyway, so then she could give me so he wants. But if Rogel Arv, he normally gives, So then she can give Shloi Daita. Now, because he usually gives. Now, what would be the case in this situation where he usually gives, and this week he said, I don't want you to give? Not only does he not know about him, he says no. So the whole argument is like, he doesn't ask her on the menu. So we're not there to protect the rest of the people of the Chatzar because they can carry anyway. See, Rogo was saying with something he wants, but here he said, I don't want. L'chara shouldn't work in that case. No. Hano afilu kishemichba, even if he's protesting against her. Now what's shot in that? The tam ishum darchishol. Kimisharato hoya darkalitin chelik be'eriv. And this week he will say, no, that itself is going to create potential for machlokes. So what happens? He refuses to give this week. So Vaiter, because he's upset at everybody. So you know what? So the wife says, you know what? He wants to give. Here. He said, no. That, you know.
She thinks she'll calm him down, maybe.
She'll calm him down. And meanwhile, she averts the argument spreading throughout the chutz.
The truth about it is that if he doesn't give, it affects her too. I mean, it's if everyone, the husband's going to be angry, they're not going to just be angry at the husband, they're going to be angry at the wife too, probably. So that's
okay. So once you give it, so then you're allowed to carry Caleb from his house into that chotzer. But in a case where, what's going on? She can't be mazak. Normally, he is enjoins that chatzar. And if he doesn't, if nobody does it, it's not, they're going to be asked to care. And he normally gives. She cannot be mazak from his to somebody, for somebody else. Mazak is mishaloi. However, but that which she receives, he has a chiyuv to give her mazarnas. He has to give her food.
Yeah.
So her food, she can do whatever. It's hers. It's a fair shirashi kumish. Right? Rivka told Yaakov, it's not gzela. Because I have my ksuba that I'm supposed to get a certain amount of, get two goats every day. So you're going to give the brothers to Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Right? She says, that's not gzela, it's mine. That's part of my ksuba, I have a right to get it.
I'm just wondering, why is that different than the case you said the other day? The other day you said if Reuben invites Shimon to his house and he gives Shimon food because he invited him to his house, does the food become Shimon's or not? He could tie in and say, yeah, I have a chiv to feed you. I don't have a chiv to give you food to give it away.
Right, but over here Chazal said he has a chiv. He has a chiv momentous to a chiv. He owes her mazonis. It's a
an obligation.
It's a financial obligation. If he doesn't, you know, we can actually take money from his nechassim to buy her food.
But he can't taina and say, "Look, I have no problem feeding her, but I'm not giving her the food to give it away."
He can't taina it. You know, she doesn't necessarily have to be taina to be yetzel chiyuv. But he can't say, "I don't want you to be taina," because he owes it to her. She has a right to take it.
So it's like a real business transaction that it belongs to her 100%.
Correct.
Once he gives her the food,
right.
Unless he plays a game and says, "I'll give you just enough food for you to eat." And
well,
you want a strict diet and not have anything extra to give away.
No, because I'll actually go. There is a sheer mazonis. You can't, you know, say, you know, I'm going to give you like, you know, I very nice that your neighbor gets, you know, gets 20 pounds of food per week. You're only getting 10 because you need a diet. You know that's not mazonis.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, this is a shear, what's considered normal.
Is this shear enough that she should have left over to give away?
If she wants, yeah, it's done. Shlomi diosuches, perishain about your demise. The case he doesn't know about it. Okay, so that's, we're holding the beginning of Vim Ein Abal Vishabir.